We're on the telephone this morning with Hannah Thompson-Wieman, who is Vice President of Communications for the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hannah, you put out a news release here talking about the National Animal Rights Conference that was held in Los Angeles, the end of June, first part of July. And you always have someone there monitoring what's being said. Now, talk about this conference. This is kind of the big gathering of all the animal rights groups around the country.
The Alliance issues a report every year from several different major animal rights activist conferences, and we do that because we feel it's very important for all of us in animal agriculture, from farmers and ranchers to businesses, meat processors, grocery stores, anyone who's part of that food chain, to be aware of what these extreme groups are talking about, what strategies and tactics that they might be using next to target our industry. This gathering in particular, the Animal Rights National Conference, is put on by FARM, the Farm Animal Rights Movement, and it brings together people who believe in very strongly in animal liberation. They believe in the end of animal agriculture, and there's even a statement on their website that says they don't accept speakers who think that there are methods of farming that might be acceptable, because they don't believe in that. If we're farming animals, if we're using them for human use at all, they don't think that's acceptable. And at this conference, they always discuss what strategies they're going to use to try to further that mindset among the general population.
So this is the more radical animal rights groups then?
These groups are absolutely radical, and you can tell that in the kind of conversations they have. Some of the quotes that we've shared very clearly demonstrates, and the speakers are always very clear to say, it is not about animal welfare. One of the speakers said, it's not about better cages, it's about empty cages. So again, they don't believe there are ways to make lives okay for farm animals. They don't believe that farmers are working to keep their animals healthy and manage stress for them. They believe that if there are farms out there, they are opposed to them, and they make that very clear.
So one of their objectives, you note here, as you mentioned, is the liberation of animals and not enhancing animal welfare.
It's very, very clear when these groups get into their conferences and start talking about what they're doing that the objective is animal liberation and animal rights, not animal welfare. And that's another reason why we think it's really important to go to these conferences and hear what they're saying, because a lot of times when they meet with the media or legislators or restaurant and retail brands, they try to position themselves as being very moderate and being focused on animal welfare and improving things on farms, not on their true goal, which is animal liberation. And that's why it's so important to hear it right from the horse's mouth, hear what they're saying when they're speaking to their peers, which again, it reveals how extreme their mindset is and how far they're willing to go in the name of that pursuit. At the conference, they talked about opening up all the cages, emptying out all the farms, bending the law, extrapolating the limits of the law in order to advance their goals. So that's why it's important for us to know who these groups really are and what their goals really are, so we can get the word out about their real intentions.
And you note here that the conference this year focused heavily on the reproductive rights of animals, and you indicate that's an apparent new focus area for the movement?
A new trend in 2018 that we definitely noticed was a huge focus on talking about animals as mothers, talking about removing dairy calves from their mothers as one example, talking about the egg industry as manipulating and hens and not following what they believe, again, are the reproductive rights that they view animals to have. Some speakers tried to draw a line between feminism and women's rights and some topics that are really popular in pop culture right now, and tried to draw connections between those topics and animal agriculture. It's a very clear attempt to, again, play off of emotions. It's clear that these groups don't have the facts behind them, so they instead rely on emotions. So they're trying to appeal to mothers who couldn't imagine being separated from their children, and they're trying to draw a parallel between that and dairy cattle. As one example. But as we know, animals are not people, regardless of the efforts that these groups make to convince people otherwise. Animals shouldn't be personified. We shouldn't be assigning them human traits and human emotions, which was another big theme of the conference. These speakers were very careful in what terminology they used to talk about animals. They tried to call them individuals. They really tried to avoid terms like livestock, TikTok. One speaker apologized for saying the term laying hens, but said that was the only, she didn't want to say the terms laying hens and broilers because she felt bad calling them that, but that was the way she had to distinguish different types of chickens. So they really try to assign human words and human emotions to animals to try to manipulate people into feeling bad about supporting animal agriculture.
Do you sense any kind of a shift going on here? More of a shift towards, you know, taking action against farms? I know we had the situation with that farm in California not too long ago that was invaded, I guess you could say. So do you sense a shift towards maybe more violent action going on here?
Several speakers encouraged the audience to take action in a lot of different forms to, again, advance this goal of animal liberation. One speaker said they have to use all tactics from the methodical to the radical. Other speakers talked about pushing the boundaries of the law. They talked about rescuing animals from farms until there weren't animals on farms anymore. They said that they had a moral responsibility to do absolutely anything in the name of freeing animals. So we're very concerned about that extreme mindset, especially in light of the trends we've seen in animals being stolen from farms and there being break-ins on farms and these huge vigils at slaughterhouses and farms and other locations that are part of the meat industry. So it's an unfortunate reality today that if you are in the animal industry, you have to be thinking about how you could potentially be targeted by groups like this. So we encourage farmers and ranchers to just think about some common sense steps to make yourselves a harder target. So no trespassing signs, locks, gates, lighting, motion sensor cameras, all those types of things are, again, sadly, something that producers have to think about implementing to try to protect themselves from these extremists. We would encourage producers, as you think about security and think about your facility, don't hesitate to reach out to the Alliance. We have several resources on hiring, on how to do external security on your property, what to do if you are targeted by these kinds of groups, and we are glad to talk through these different situations. So don't hesitate to visit animalagalliance.org or reach out to us if we can help you.